1-0. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Monday, October 7th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I got a couple of text messages from witnesses that I would call to defend my statements on September 12th, September 25th. I just read the cease and desist letter in my response to it. But text messages from people who were actually there, I'm not going to name names because I may have to put you on a witness list and have you give a deposition or perhaps testify in a courtroom. Like a true lib, the First Amendment is only relevant to Tom Moran when he speaks. I was there and heard Moran say he was going to bring in aliens to Onaway to work for him. Moran has been a chump all of his life. Okay, that's your opinion. I've got it in my phone. I'm not going to say names. I'm just going to read the text messages. Another one. Tom Moran is a bully. And I have a question. Why does the Alpena News have anything to do with the Onaway School Board? Liars and drama, that's why. Sensationalism in journalism. Got another text message from another witness. I was there. I heard exactly what he said. I was shocked. I couldn't believe the things he was saying. And I could not believe what a wonderful job that Todd Smallenberg got up and spoke to rebuttal and admonish Moran in front of all of us. Todd did a great job, and I agreed with everything that Todd said. I didn't agree with anything Tom Moran said. This comes from a lifelong resident of Presque Isle County who was at that Reagan Day dinner. So I know what I heard. You guys know what you heard, and I'm prepared to defend myself if this attorney and Mr. Moran wants to continue. If this retraction wasn't good enough, well, then I guess we'll see in court. And I'll be bringing my witnesses with me. Now, I've already talked to our attorney to see if we could seek attorney fees in representing ourselves in this frivolous lawsuit. The attorney said, yes, you're entitled to request it, but it's not guaranteed. And we were told how many thousands of dollars a retainer it would take for defending us in this case. And I'm seriously not even interested in going down that road. Now, another thing I want to talk to you about is political science. I've told you guys numerous times on this show, do not touch political signs. No matter how badly they offend you, how emotional you get overseeing them, get over it. It's a political season. This election will be held 4 weeks from tomorrow, Tuesday, November 5th. 4 weeks from tomorrow will be election day. This will be over. On the evening of November 5th at 8 o'clock, I plan to go out and start collecting signs here in Antrim County. I'm going to fill them up in the cargo trailer, remove the wires, and take all the plastic to the dump. Some of the signs will be kept possibly for future elections, but that's what we plan to do. don't touch political signs. And if you see somebody that has stopped on the side of the road and is approaching a political sign, pull over and take a picture of their license plate, their vehicle, and them, if possible. Get a picture. Because we are not going to tolerate people stealing our signs. We will prosecute you. And I need your help. If you're in our listening area, be aware of people doing this. Put up trail cams if you can on your signs. Do whatever you got to do to be able to get these perpetrators prosecuted. We will prosecute. We are moving forward in two different cases right now. They're being investigated, and the perpetrators will be prosecuted if the prosecutors do their jobs. I got another text message in. Another person who was there at the event. Nice job on the cease and desist letter. Now here comes the avalanche of phone calls. I will let you know any reactions I get from this show segment. Thank you. I appreciate that. Also, people who are monitoring and posting on social media, well, number one, thank you for spelling the candidates' names correctly. Of course, I'm talking about the slate of candidates that the Presque Isle County Republican Committee have endorsed for Onaway School Board: Bonnard, Lefebvre, Christian, Kowalski, Palmer, Rieger. Because we're going to put a stop to all this agenda by some of these candidates. Now, one thing I want you to do when I was talking about political signs, I want you to do this for me. If you're in a local community and you have certain people running for school board, you have people running for county commissioner, you have people running for judges, whatever the race is, I want you to take the time to get out of your vehicle, go up and take a picture of these political signs. I want you to specifically focus in on the bottom of the sign, usually is where they're put, is a disclaimer. It's required by Michigan election law. It's called a pay forward by disclaimer. I want you to take notice of who's paying for these signs, who's paying for these newspaper ads, who's paying for these mailers, who's paying for these business campaign cards. I want you to see if there's a paid for by disclaimer on there. If there isn't, take a picture of the sign, the literature, the ad, whatever, and text it to me. Why? Because there are certain people out there running for office that don't know our election laws, but yet they feel they should be knowledgeable enough about the election laws to know that they must put a pay for by disclaimer on their signs, their ads, and their mailers. Now, folks, if they're ignorant of the election laws, is that really somebody you think is intelligent enough to serve in public office? A local school board, county commissioner seat, being a judge, whatever. If they don't know the election laws and they don't know that they have to have that pay for disclaimer on their signs, their campaign literature, etc., do you really want to vote for them to be on any elected seat or position? Stop and ask yourself that question. Number two, people feel that they can make homemade signs. They can. Absolutely true, 100%. If you're putting a sign up on your property that you made, you can do that without a paid for by disclaimer because you're not the candidate. I'm talking about the candidate's signs, the candidate's literature, the candidate's newspaper ads. Now, another thing, If you're spending more than $1,000 on your campaign, you must form a campaign committee with your local clerk. If you yourself, as the candidate, are going to spend more than $1,000 in your campaign, you must file a campaign committee. You must file campaign finance reports. Now, I've been told that one of these candidates has spent over $1,000 just in newspaper ads alone. But yet signs are out there from this candidate without a disclaimer on them, violating election laws. Evidently, not really sure. Have they filed a campaign committee? I don't know. I don't live in that county. I don't know what's been filed with the county clerk. Frankly, I don't even care. But if they have they filed the reports in a timely fashion, which they need to do? That's the question to be asked. You want to contact your local county clerk in this jurisdiction and ask, see if they volunteer it. If they won't volunteer it, well, you may have to send them a FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act. Are we going to know anything about that? Probably not until October 25th. That's the day before 9 days of early voting begins on Saturday, October 26th. So are we going to know how much money these people are putting into their campaigns? Probably not. Because by the time you submit a FOIA request and they sit on it, take their time to respond to it, the election's going to be over. But just take note of these signs. Like I said, get out of your vehicle, take a picture, text it to me so we can document the evidence. Because, again, if these candidates don't know the election laws, but yet they want to file a campaign, they want to file an affidavit of identity, they want to run for a certain elected office and ask you to vote for them, don't you think they should know the election laws? Don't you think they should know that they have to put a paid-for-by disclaimer on all of their materials? If not, is that really somebody you think you should vote for? Check out the signs and look for those disclaimers. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithin, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one on this Monday. Historically, Republican presidential candidates win Michigan. Short little story that I got on Saturday, MERS News Service. We are all well familiar by now that the Democratic presidential nominee has won Michigan 7 out of the last 8 elections. But, historically speaking, Republican candidates have dominated the state. In the 47 presidential elections in its history, Michigan has been won by the Republican candidate 28 times. And in 4 of those elections, the Republican Party didn't even exist. Democratic nominees have won 17 elections, including the first one back in 1836. This was the year before Michigan was technically declared a state in 1837. The fact Michigan voted in the presidential election at all, even though the state only had 12,667 people spread among 17 counties at the time, spurred some controversy in Washington, D.C., according to old Michigan legal manuals. But since Martin Van Buren won decisively with or without Michigan support, the votes were allowed to stand. This, again, 1836, before he even became a state. Since then, the Republican Party first fielded a nominee in 1856. Michigan voted Republican for 14 straight cycles until 1912, when the state supported former Republican President Teddy Roosevelt, who was running as a third-party candidate that year. After that, Michigan voted Republican 4 more straight years until the Great Depression. In those years, every Michigan county supported the Republican. In 1904, Roosevelt. 1908, President William Taft. 1924, with Calvin Coolidge. And 1928, Herbert Hoover as the nominee. I believe that was 68, I'm not sure. But they said 28. During the Great Depression, the rise of the labor movement killed the Republican single-party rule in Michigan. although Dwight Eisenhower, Richard Nixon, and Ronald Reagan all did very well in Michigan, winning nearly every county in their respective elections. No Democratic nominee has ever won every county. The closest behind the 1836 first election was back in 1968 with President Lyndon Johnson winning every county in Michigan except for Meraki, Ottawa, and Sanilac. Meraki is the only county in Michigan that has never supported a Democratic nominee for president. Meraki didn't exist prior to 1872. It voted for Roosevelt in 1912. Meraki County, folks, the one that Dare Rendon and Bruce Rendon are involved in as their chair of that county party, has never voted for a Democrat. Very conservative Republican county. Wayne County has voted for Democratic nominees every year since 1932. The only county that can make that claim. In its history, Wayne County has voted for Democrat 35 out of 47 elections. That's why sometimes the entire state of Michigan has the Republican leading until Wayne County reports in. Wayne County has flipped more elections than any other county in the state of Michigan. That is a fact. 1928 was, in fact, Herbert Hoover as the nominee. I was making a joke. But obviously that didn't come across, so I apologize. He was Herbert Hoover in 1928. Other counties to make mention of, Van Buren, Shiawassee, had a 14 election streak of picking eventual winners nationwide in every election, going from 1964 to 2016. The only exception was Gerald Ford in 1976. However, that streak ended because both counties went for Donald Trump in 2020. But, of course, we know the outcome. Biden was declared the winner. Kind of an interesting little tidbit of presidential election history here in the state of Michigan. Started off very staunchly Republican. Great Depression changed all of it. And Wayne County has been a major, major factor in who ends up winning our state and our electors for the Electoral College. That's it for hour number one. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Schools. Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K-12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On election day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an